Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, from Pesachim Daf Samech Vav. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the story of Bnei Biseir and Hillel. The Bnei Biseir did not know if you could shecht Korban Pesach on Shabbos until Hillel came and taught them they could, and they made Hillel the Nosi. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Hillel was mekanter and bedroim. He was shepherding them. He made a little fun of them. He says, you know why you didn't know this question? Because your name is Shamish Shmai V'Avtalyon. You should have learned Torah B'Shmai V'Avtalyon. And the Gemara says, Hillel forgot the next question, are you allowed to carry a knife on a Mishus Rabin when you have to do the Korban Pesach? And Hillel himself came to say, look at Am Yisrael, Einam Nevim, Bnei Nevim, and Am Yisrael, or the sons of Nevim, will figure out based on them what to do. So the biggest question over here, the Mefarshim ask, is how can it be that Bnei Biseir did not know the Korban Pesach is shechted even on Shabbos? We're talking about doing Bayis She'ni. There were years and years of Korban Pesach coming in Am Yisrael before that. Many of these years happened on Shabbos. Bnei Biseir did not know the Korban Pesach needs to be nishchat even on Shabbos. And also, what is Hillel screaming at Bnei Biseir? You did not mishamish shmai v'avtalyon. I mean, I'm sure they had their rebbeim. And the fact they didn't have the same rebbeim as Hillel, is that a claim against them? Why is that an answer to what Bnei Biseir really asked? And finally, why in the end we find that Hillel says, Yisrael einam Nevi'im, Bnei Nevi'im, and he calls them the sons of Nevi'im. So to explain all that, let's start with the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar has a beautiful maimer to explain this Gemara. And he comes to explain this more in four different ways, al derech hapshat, al derech haremez, al derech hadrash, al derech hasoid. We will focus on derech haremez, derech hasoid, which really combine to be one explanation. And the Bnei Yisachar says as follows, what does it mean, what's the reason the Korban Pesach is derech Shabbos? To explain what he's asking is, what's derech Shabbos owes only Korban, which is Chayv HaSayay, which is done for that day, Korban HaTomid, Korban Musaf. Why is Korban Pesach derech Shabbos, which is really done not only for the night, not for the day? So says Bnei Yisachar, the idea is that what is Pesach all about? Pesach is coming to teach that Kadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations and no boundaries and no rules of nature. He's above the world. That was the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mishadet Marcha Sateva. He overrides all the rules and regulations of the nature. The miracles of Mitzrayim is to show that there's no levels, there's no limitations. Everything is beyond the Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time. Al derech hasoid, the Bnei Yisachar says, what we mentioned a few days ago, that not only that there's no limitations because of nature, there's no limitations also for what a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do based on what a human being does. Because Am Yisrael did not deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu took them out even though they didn't deserve it. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu has no limitations also on that aspect. He can give anything he wants to anybody, even though they don't deserve it. So the Chiddush of Korban Pesach is the revelation that Hashem is above and beyond this world. Says the Bnei Yisachar, that's the reason Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos is Maisa Bereishis. It's the Gdusha, the holiness that comes through the Maisim that come here in the world. But it's really part of this world. Korban Pesach is above and beyond this world. That's why it's Doicha Shabbos. It's Doicha this world. It's doich of anything that belongs to the limitations of the oilam, nature, teva, maisim, all that belongs to this world, to Shabbos. Pesach overrides that. Pesach is greater than Shabbos. That's the reason the Korban Pesach is doich of Shabbos. Bnei Biseir knew that. But they thought maybe something changed. Why? As the Gemara in Yom Adav Samach Tes tells us, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Akel Gadol Gibor V'Anoyro." He praised Hakadosh Baruch Hu with these three attributes: Gadol, Gibor, V'Anoyro. But then the later Nevi'im came and took out Gibor and Noyro. They felt that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I don't see anymore how Gibor he is and how Noyro is. Now that we're in Galus, what does it mean? They didn't believe that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has the power to be Gibor and Noyro. So the answer is obviously they believed it, but they didn't praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu for something Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not revealing right now. You praise Hashem for what He reveals to us. This is not being revealed. And says the Gemara in Yuma, until came Anshe Knesset HaGdoilah, and they went back to say, Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anoyro, telling us, even though you can't see it in your eyes as a Navi, you can really understand it beyond the world. Underneath the surface, you see all the great attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. even though you can't see it in your eyes. It says in the Yisoschal, that's what happened over here. Bnei Bissir came from Bavel, and when you come to Bayashen, you don't have anymore the miracles and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So say Bnei Bissir, maybe when do I say Pesach is Doich HaShabbos? Only when Pesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals the concept of the Pesach, that is over all the rules of nature. But if by Shani they don't have miracles, you don't see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is overriding nature, maybe then Korban Pesach is not Doich HaShabbos. That's what Bnei Bissir thought. Meaning they thought that the Nevi'im and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Samech Tes tells them, Hillel, no, even though you can't see it, it's concealed, it's beyond the surface, it's still there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is still doing everything, even though you can't see it in your eyes, like the Chacham said. So Hillel comes and tells Bnei Bissir, you know why you don't know this? Because you're not Mishamish Shmaya Daftalia. You are focused on Nevu'ah, you're not focused on the Chachamim. If you will learn from the Chachamim, you would know that even things you can't see in Nevu'ah, you still can see in Chachma. With that, the Gemara concludes and says that Hillel, because it was a little bit of a gaiva for him, so he forgot the next halacha. And how did he figure out the next halacha? Because he said, Yisrael avot b'sheim nevim, b'nei nevim hem. Meaning Hillel had to be moide, even though in the level of Nevu'ah you can't see everything, you still need the level of Nevu'ah. Am Yisrael still has the Nevu'ah in them. You have Nevi'im, you have Chachamim. Each room contributes something to Am Yisrael, and together you come to understand exactly what to do. Obviously, there's more to me, Marich, over here, but we'll leave it with this. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shalah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshalah@gmail.com.